Can you please go back to their appeal that we're hearing right now? Opinion of market value as of January 1st, $25,000. So obviously they're bringing it back to us because it wasn't changed to the $25,000. I don't know.
That number.
We don't get the application. We don't really get to talk to the people. That's all you guys.
That particular number that I'm seeing here is the house and the lot, a house and a lot together, and they're asking that house and lot together to be $25,000. That's surely not correct.
If you read right there on their appeal, only appealing lot valuation. So you guys have the lot valuation set at $79,900.
And we set it at 25.
And we set it at 25 last year.
That's what I'm trying to explain. Just because his book says 79, that's not... All I can do is subtract the $25,000 off the total amount.
But you didn't subtract 25. You weren't supposed to subtract 25,000. You were supposed to make it 25,000. So whatever the previous value was, if it was 79.9,
off the land value.
No, that's not what it says.
It doesn't say to take 25,000 off. It says to make it 25,000.
I know, but I'm just telling you that it says right here that we want the lot value at 25,000. We're not taking 25,000 off of anything. We're wanting the lot value at 25,000, not 79,000.
It's not physically possible for me to adjust the assessor's book. I can only do the math. So if it was at 50,000 for the land, and you said to take it to 25.
It was 79.
If it was 79, then we would have taken the 25 off of it, and that would have come up to your total.
There's the problem, Donna.
No.
It's not taking 25 off. It's setting it 25. So that means you need to take 79.9, subtract 25, then you get your total. And you need to subtract that from the 79.9.
Without looking at the actual motion?
It's all right there behind you on the paper.
But do you have the original numbers there?
Jeff, you understand this? I mean, I think we got 1, 2, 3 board members that understand. You got 79,000.
Well, I don't know why you guys are so excited about it, but I mean, it
because
all comes
we deal
down
with this on a yearly basis. That's why we get excited about it. Go ahead.
Okay, let me wait just a second. Okay. Let me explain this to you, Jeff.
Well, I see that you want the lot price at $25,000, the value of it, but from
no,
what
I've the adjusted value right there, right, Wesley? So we have to go back to the.
So instead of $79,900 on a lot value, you want $25,000 on a lot value.
Right.
So how come we can't just subtract if that can't be changed to $25,000? Can't we just subtract whatever the difference is in the whole?
Okay, 20.
Why is it going up to 410 on the residential structure, though?
Am I correct, Chuck, in line 2, where it says 2015, that's the adjusted values from BOE. So we actually have to go back and find out what the original values were to find out if we adjusted it correctly. Because that's the ending values
of the period. Correct. We do not have the 15 value.
I've got to last find year, out where the 2015 values were.
I see
that. 410
and 79.
Okay.
I'll get it.
Yeah, it's
worth it.
I'll get it.
We're leaving the 410 alone. So they just asked for the 25,000. I guarantee you what it is. They're not even looking at this. They're not looking at the totality of it either. They're just looking at that right there saying, hey, that was supposed to have been lowered to 25,000 and it wasn't.
But ultimately, you're wanting to raise it by 15,000. Or do they get a different tax rate base?
No. Ultimately, they're wanting to raise 15,000.
Who's wanting it raised?
I'm assuming, again, all we're asking, or all I'm asking, is for whatever we decided to do last year to be done.
But you just said that they wanted it raised. Who?
No, that was a comment. I'm assuming.
Is Sherry or Lynn available? Chuck?
A plus B equals C.
It's so important to increase 15,000.
A file for me.
The property owner is eight, is wanting that 79. Again, they're looking at it. I guarantee you, they're not here, so I don't know.
That's why I.
But I guarantee you, they're looking at 79.9, going, "Hey, wait a minute.
18.
That was supposed to be lowered to 25,000. 11.029.
It's that simple.
What? All we're asking is for it to be done. All I'm asking, whatever was supposed to happen last year, to happen.
This my rear.
Okay. If that raises it, it raises it. If it lowers it, it lowers it.
Yeah, hang on just a second, though, before I let you go.
I can go pull it up.
I think that's what Chuck's doing.
Is that what you want?
I think that's what Chuck's doing. No.
The book ought to be the same as this information we're getting right here.
I say the book better match that right
there.
I'm
showing a 489.
Values going into VOE.
It's what they're saying.
Those are the values after VOE.
They wanted to
even
lower
2014.
25,000 for the land that was at 79.
What was that?
Right.
Okay.
So that would.
The 11 o'clock BOE is on the phone at the. Is in the phone.
Right.
Is on the phone in the clerk's office.
Now it's, but it's at 4:20.
Put them through.
Did you call them or did they call us?
They called us.
The 11 o'clock. Which one's that? Second one.
Yeah, that was McGuire.
59. Up to 25.
Is that the one we just denied?
Yes.
Yeah, if they want to, we have a board member not here, but if they want to move us over, that's up to
all
Mike.
Right, thank you, man.
You want?
Yeah.
Which number, partial number?
2651.
BOE
number
2651. What did we do on
it? We denied it.
That was the one they bought for 425 and or 424.9 and put 10,000 in.
Larry Smith, number 41. Is that the same thing?
I haven't looked at that one yet.
Okay. What if this person's on the phone? Do you want them to call in?
Sure.
Do we have to call them back? Are they going to transfer them?
They're going to transfer them over to this.
Sounds like an exciting lunch break. I'm amazed at all you get done here. Deal with all this detail and some certain personalities.
Takes a lot of patience.
And a lot. That was a jab.
That was a jab.
That was a jab.
At whom?
Certain personalities.
Well, when you deal with a lot of incompetence, those personalities tend to come out.
This is the true personality.
Hello, this is Mike Schofield. I'm here with the Board of Equalization. Is this Mr. McGuire?
Yes, sure is.
Yeah, we looked at your property on 477 Oak Bluff Road. And you see, it was we denied that, and you'll get a letter from the county clerk's office where you can appeal it on up to the state tax commission.
Okay.
Okay.
And what's the reason for denying it?
It's significantly close to the value of of what you bought it for, and we're familiar with the area and the house, and it's right in line with the value.
Well, I think they're, I was going to bring the blueprint. The square footage seems to be way off from what the actual living area is, around 5,800 square feet. I think it's, there's a notation on there that says something about 7,200 square feet.
It might be 7,200 adjusted.
look at in the garages and so on.
Yeah, that's when you get into your dusted area. If you got patios, a garage, any little thing like that can add to the adjusted.
I mean, sir, the house was on the market for multiple years, so did you feel you got a good deal whenever you bought it for $425?
Oh, absolutely. We got it for that price because they couldn't sell it for what they wanted to sell it for.
Okay. Would you sell it today for $448,000?
Oh, absolutely.
You would sell it today for $448,000?
Well, sure.
Even though you bought it...
We got a lot of repairs to do to this house yet. I don't know if you've been here or not, but there's a tremendous amount of structural work. Walls are cracked, portico leaning, brickwork broken, cracks in the garage, cracks in the ceiling.
There's that crack in the driveway, too, that kind of leans back, but and on the entryway brickway. But anyway, yeah, I am familiar with the house. The value is set at $448,000, and if you'd like to appeal that, you can go to the State Tax Commission. But I appreciate your consideration.
Okay. We'll do that then, I guess.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You were not selling for $448,000. I make a motion that we break for lunch and we... continue later. Can we do that?
We'll have to make a motion for it. We just
we'll go ahead and recess.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And next.